I'm inside a Panera off Park in Preston, where there's been a steady stream of customers seeking shelter from the cold. Power remains out for many residents, including Ryan Huckel, an online stock trader who came to the restaurant to use the Wi-Fi and get some work done.
Some of our neighbors have downed trees, and our cat wants to want to know what's going on. Poor thing can't figure out why it's so cold. My wife's at home under a blanket. I'm just about to leave, take her a warm sandwich, and stay there with her.
Huckel said he stopped at four different Starbucks this morning before ending up here. Three were closed because they didn't have power. The other didn't have Wi-Fi. For KERA News, I'm Stella Chavez in Plano.
And in East Dallas, I'm Dane Walters. I'm standing near White Rock Lake on Flagpole Hill, one of the best spots for sledding in North Texas. So I'm out here with Chris, who lives in Dallas. Chris, what inspired you to leave the warmth of your home and come out here with your family and enjoy this this weather we're having?
Well, we've lived out here in Lake Highlands for 10 years now, and we get out every single time that we get ice or snow. We've collected some sleds over the years, and we get the kids out and head on down.
Well, thank you, Chris. That's Chris from Dallas, who's about to send his kids down Flag Point Hill for yet another run. For KERA News, I'm Dane Walters from East Dallas.
And in Denton, I'm Lindsay Connect. I'm outside Jupiter House, where townies with a sudden free day are gathering. More chatting than laptops here. I caught John Frayling in line for some hot chocolate with 8-year-old Zoma, whose grandmother lives upstairs from the Fraylings and works for the Denton County Jail. Zoma needed a place to hang out for the day since school's closed.
At 5 in the morning, we went and played in the snow. So white and just clean and perfect looking outside, all the light reflected, and she's like, it's daylight, it's not time to go back to sleep, and she wouldn't fall for it.
Okay, so what is it that you do in Denton here?
Well, I don't really do anything right now. I'm recovering from a liver transplant. So a bunch of sitting around and just healing, I guess.
What are you going to do for the rest of the day?
I don't really know what we're going to do. Try and stay inside. I think Zoma has an easy bake oven. We might try to figure that thing out.
That's John Frayling. And for KERA News, I'm Lindsay Connect in Denton.
And I'm Dwahli Saikautau here in Arlington. And I'm standing with
Ed Frederick
and Nora Frederick.
And we're woken up this morning at 4:30 and lost power. Started making a fire in the living room. And made coffee out on the barbecue pit in a percolator coffee pot. My wife's been doing well. Go ahead, honey.
I've been continuing to do my Christmas decorations, and here we are at Starbucks. No electricity, but we are having a great time with this cold weather and just not missing work.
For KERA News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Arlington.